Okay, right. So I go on the website to get the new kit for my boy who's 5 years old. First of all, the main picture, did you see it was Adebayor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that rubbed a few people up the wrong way, first of all, right? Adebayor, right? So I think, great. Now, I'd said about my son, right? He's 5 years old. He looks like the Milky Bar kid. And I said, who do you want on the back of your shirt? Thinking he'd say number 5 because he's 5 and Sam. He said, no, I want number 10, Adebayor. So I said, well, actually, that'd be quite amusing because he's the exact opposite of what he looks like. You know? So, yeah, fine, right? So, Adebayor being the poster boy, I thought, fine. Go into the shirts, get the name on the back. You can't put Adebayor on it because his name's too long.
Right. Or on the kids' cuts?
Yeah, you can't even type in his name, Adebayor. And I didn't really want to spell it wrong, like leave out an A or anything. So... Yeah. Or put Addy, because that might look like his name. And I didn't want to get confused, right? So in the end, I had to go up to him and say, listen, you can't get Adebayor on your shirt, you're just going to have to put Sam. And he was like, oh, all right then, you know, he's 5. So that was weird. Secondly, he's 5, right? To get a 4-year-old kit, it's in total, name on the back, post and packaging, right? It's £60, okay?
Right.
Right. To get the 5-year-old kit, which is the next one up, which isn't a toddler kit anymore, it's now a youth extra small kit, is £92.
Crazy.
So I've just said to him, like, you know, said to the missus, stop giving him fruit and vegetables and stuff. We can't let him grow anymore because it's going to cost me an extra £32 to get the inch longer shirt.
That's it. But, well, it's all part of being a Spurs fan. You've got to spend the money on them.
I know. So I just said, get the credit card. Welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of July, 2014. I am Steve. I'm in Leon C in Essex. And we've got Colin. He's back from Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, doing good, mate. It's been a while and obviously I've had a lot of guests on. But there was one particular guest put it out there. I think it's known as the Spurs poet, Davy Elder. I think looking at a wee bit of competition there from him. I think he's looking to try and steal my job, but we'll see how I go over the next lot of shows, and we'll maybe put it to a listener's vote.
Well, I've heard a lot about him, and you know, he's starting to get a little bit too big for his cojones at the moment. So no, fantastic guest. He's he was a pleasure to have on, but no, we got the main man back.
I wouldn't say that now. I'm not going to mention TalkSport tonight. You know, Davey's warned me. You know, not to go on about it.
You're not allowed to talk about going on TalkSport or being I'm not allowed to talk about you being an ex-model.
Correct, correct.
And I'm not allowed to talk about injuries or Arsenal, but I'm gonna. Right, here we go then. Pochettino.
It'll be interesting. Pochettino, yeah. It's great to actually get back on the show and get talking about him again, because we actually haven't done a show since he's taken over. You know, to talk about the latest things and the latest signings and so on, but I think we had mentioned him before the season, whenever the season ended and the new show would have gone. I think he's a great appointment for us. I think at the start we were all sort of, obviously I wanted Rafa Benitez, as everybody would know. Fortunately it didn't come off, but look, Pochettino was the man that we wanted, and so far I'm very, very happy with him. I quite like where the signings are starting to happen now, and there's a few rumours, but usually at this stage of the year, you know, we're linked with everybody and every rumour's out there. Spurs are going to sign this guy, that guy. That hasn't happened this season. And I wonder if that's just something different, you know, from Pochettino there. But it's been great. I really liked the game the other night. I know it was a bit of a mixture of players. One thing that I probably noticed from it, I'm not sure if you've seen the game, Steve, but we looked to be closing the ball down very quick, trying to pass a lot quicker. So it seemed to be a lot more pace and energy about the side, and obviously first game of pre-season, you know, there's always going to be a bit of rust there, but you know, I'm impressed with him. I like the way he's talking, he's doing interviews in English, and obviously there's a few signings starting to come on board, which we'll chat about later. So no, really impressed with the guy, really happy, so it's going to be an interesting year. But as we've always said, we have got to be 100% behind this guy. Even if we get off to a bad start, us as supporters, we've got to be 100% and give this guy our backing.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I know I've been asked the question several times, what do you think of Pochettino? I haven't got a clue. You know, you can only really judge at the moment on players' reaction, and which seems okay. But they're going to do that, aren't they? They're going to say, yeah, we like the new boss. What are they supposed to say? Well, I'm not sure about him. No, of course they are. Mind you, you know, there's no mass exodus. Lots of people wanting to leave. You know, that's not happening, so that's good as well. Amazed that Loris signed his contract. You know, as a Spurs fan, you know, we have it ingrained in us. When we talk, when we talk to each other, Spurs fans, it's all doom and gloom, isn't it? But when we do this podcast, we've got to try and stay upbeat, although still being realistic and still talking like what this podcast is, which is a conversation between two Spurs fans over the phone. So, you know, let's try and be positive about it. But at the same time, I can't believe that Loris signed that contract for another 5 years, because he was, you know, brilliant in the World Cup and clearly one of the world's best goalkeepers. Maybe, you know, maybe things are looking good. You know, you never know the ins and outs of it. Then you've got, you know, this game. Unfortunately, I didn't see it because I was at a wedding. But what happened was, I thought, oh, great, you know, it's on Spurs TV. So, you know, I've obviously got the phone and everything. And but just as I was about to log in, you know, I sneaked off, you know, said to the missus, oh, you know, just going to get a breath of fresh air. And as I was going to log in, I had a quick look on Twitter, and there was like loads of people saying, how do you log in? Can't do it. You have to go to e-ticket and all this. So I thought, oh, do you know what? I think I'll give it a miss rather than trying to do this in this country house where we was having this wedding. So I missed it, which isn't too bad. I try and watch all the Spurs games, but I missed this one. But you know, people saying different things. Listen, you know, the only thing I have to say about these pre-season friendlies, you know, obviously people point out the Roma game. The other one is Darren Bent. Just remember what, you know, Darren Bent is possibly the world's greatest ever pre-season player. You know, I think one pre-season he scored 12 goals.
Yeah.
You know, and so it literally proves nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, really proves nothing. It's just good to see people in new kits. And it's nice to see your players back again. And you know, that's about it really. And then you know, but the big one is West Ham coming up in what is it, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, you didn't really miss much out of the game, as you say. I was probably more excited to see the new kit more than anything, and I had my doubts about the kit because obviously there was a lot of rumours about it and seen a lot of pictures. But I love, have you seen the detail on the shoulders, Steve? I think a lot of people actually haven't noticed it yet. You know, this echo of glory, you know, which is, you know, the theme that's running throughout, you know, all of the kits and the training wear.
Yeah.
And I was really interested to see it. Couldn't see it really that clearly on the TV, but, you know, it's a really, really, really nice kit. I think the black kit looks very sharp as well. I think the third kit coming out is going to be a yellow one. So, as you say, you're more excited about seeing that, seeing a few players. One, you know, I thought everybody played quite well. I thought Lewis Hopi put in a great shift. You know, you can see that he's really trying hard to, you know, impress the new manager. There was another young player. I don't know whether I'm going to get his name right. Is it Cabayas or Cabaye? He came on in the second half. He was wearing number 44.
Yeah.
That young fella, I think he's Spanish. Unbelievable pace. Work great out of him. He looked like a bit of an Aaron Lennon. And I just thought, me and Christopher were watching it with son, and we just both loved him. Christopher knew him from FIFA. He says, oh, I've played him on FIFA. I'd never heard of the guy.
Sebalos or something.
Yeah, something like that there. Okay. But he really, really impressed me. And what I really enjoyed about him, I don't know whether you've seen it on Twitter, there was a bit of a scuffle near the end where Soldado and one of the Seattle boys had a bit of a push and a bit of a run. The first player in to do a bit of pushing back was Cabayas, or whatever you call the young fella.
Yeah.
Straight in there, pushed the Seattle player, sticking up for his teammates, and really impressed him, really, really enjoyed it. But Soldado looked quite sharp. Good to see Lamella, you know, back. Oh, and I have a story about Lamella that I'll tell you later on from the Legends night.
Yeah.
Which will be very interesting for everybody to hear. And, you know, just really impressed. You know, good to see them back out in the pitch. You saying you sort of get that feel again for Spurs this season.
Yeah, great. And then we got a couple more games in America, and then we're back. You know, let's move into transfers then. So it looks like we've got this Ben Davis fella. You know, I know the chat was about a month ago or 6 weeks ago that, you know, he was someone on people's radar. And people were saying, you know, he's a good attacking left back. And I mentioned at the time that, you know, I don't really want an attacking left back. I think we've got plenty of attacking defenders. We need someone who can defend. I don't know anything about him. You know, I don't watch all the football. I watch loads of it, but I just don't know about this fella, whether he's any good or not. What I do know is, I'm sticking my neck out here, is that he's better than Danny Rose. do you know about him? Anything about this Ben Davis?
Not much, to be honest with you. I remember him breaking into the Swansea side. I can remember a game where whoever their left back was got a bad injury and they brought this young lad in. And I remember watching him in that first game. I actually think it was a live game on Sky. And he really impressed, done really well. And to be fair to him, he kept his place. I didn't realise he's had as many. I think he's had over 60, maybe 70 appearances for Swansea. He's broke into the Welsh international team. And he's had, you know, quite a few caps now. The clips that I've seen of him on, you know, on Facebook or YouTube, he looks very good. He looks very like Ryan Shaw. You know, he's signed for... Or sorry, Luke Shaw, who signed for Man United. Yeah. Looks very, you know, the same sort of build and that same sort of go about him. But look, young defender. I think he's classed as a homegrown player, which is very important this year. But he looks impressive. And as you say, we're sticking our necks out here. I don't think he can be any worse than Danny Rose. I think it's a great signing. It's great money, 10 million. And what we have always said, let's sign a few boys that have played in the Premier League. He's been there, done it. So it's better to me. I know a lot of people talked about the guy, Danny Blind from Holland, you know, maybe coming in. Yeah, like he was good in the World Cup. He's a very, very good player. But again, that would be a new foreign player coming in. He's going to need time to settle down in the Premier League. I think we've done the right thing by bringing in this young fella. I still would have loved us to have went for the likes of Ashley Cole, who went to Roma. Even there, Patrice Evra has just went to Juventus, like for 5 million. You know, to me, Patrice Evra, you could have brought him in for £4 or £5 million, along with the young lad that we've just signed, Davies. And, you know, bring him in, teach him the ropes. Evra can be there to play certain games. I think that would have been a very, very smart signing for us. But look, we've got to trust Pochettino, what he's doing. And I'm very happy. And I think the big surprise was today about the Swansea goalkeeper is also part of the deal. I think Sigurdsson's going the other way. You know, I think he's a fantastic goalkeeper. It's great that we're going to have two real number one goalkeepers at the club. But it's sort of, as you said about Lloris earlier on, you know, Gareth Bale signed a 5-year contract the year before that he left as well. So look, contracts mean absolutely nothing these days. But, you know, if Lloris has got something where he might be moving on, you know, we've signed a real, real top goalkeeper.
Yeah, I mean, I think when they sign a contract, it means they're staying for at least another year.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it, really what it means. But, you know, he won't, you know, obviously Lloris will be number one, Vaughan will be number two, because Friedel, you know, he's way too old now, but great to have him on board. I mean, you know, all this American, you know, thing and all the support is great. You know, just all it means is more money for Tottenham, which we need because we're building a new stadium. You know, so I know people moan and groan about, oh, we want money this, money that. Well, hello, you need money to build a new stadium. And if you want to stay in Tottenham, that's what we need.
Yeah.
It's funny that, but you know, this guy, Vorm, you know, yeah, good. There's a load of good goalkeepers, aren't they, in the Premier League? There were load last year. And we've gone for him, obviously, because they got in Fabianski, didn't they, from Arsenal.
Yes.
So he was obviously going to be number one. So this Vorm was going to be number two. So we, you know, he'd rather sit on our bench than Swansea's, obviously, which is fine. Listen, you know, the left back situation, completely agree with Evra. Why didn't we put a little bid in, cheeky bid in for him? Also Ashley Cole would have been fantastic for us. We should have got him at Christmas. If we'd have got him at Christmas, he would have gone to the World Cup and we wouldn't be such, you know, possibly such a shambles, I don't know. But in saying that, there is a left back who has completely left everybody's radar, who is a brilliant left back, who is still not, he doesn't play for a top four side, would be available, I think, if the money was right. Absolutely brilliant player, Who am I talking about? Leighton Baines.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
What? Talk about someone that's fallen off of everybody's radar since the World Cup. Now, he was terrible in the World Cup, but everyone in England was terrible. This guy is been brilliant season in, season out. We know that Bill Kenwright and Everton will take bids. Of course they will. You know, they always do. They always sell their best players. You know, and we said it last season. We should have broken the bank, and instead of you know, one of the seven should have been a left back, probably someone like Leighton Baines. Now we've got this new guy, so I don't think it's going to happen. But at the same time, you know, it sends a message to Vertonghen at least, who might be thinking about leaving. You might say, listen, you know, Danny Rose hopefully will go to Hull, or you know, will go somewhere else. We'll have Ben Davies, and you just say, look, we're gonna spend big and get another left back in, which means you don't ever have to play left back, even though he was brilliant in the World Cup playing left back.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, we're going over different subjects here. Leighton Baines, put a bid in for him, especially if we're going to sell one of these other guys. You know, one of these midfielders that, you know, we've got so many midfielders. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, just to round off transfers, you know, I think the other two guys, obviously there's a big link of us on TalkSport there when I was coming home tonight from work, about Schneiderlin from Southampton, who's obviously a midfielder. There's massive rumours about this guy. I personally think we will get him.
Is he defensive?
Yeah, he's like a defensive midfielder, which might show maybe the likes of Sandro or someone.
So. Yeah, if someone said they bumped on Twitter, it's amazing, isn't it? There was just this one tweet a few weeks ago, and it said, bumped into Sandro today. I asked him if he was staying at Spurs, and he says, no, he doesn't fancy it. And you just think, well, that means he's off. Basically, you know, it's a random bloke. You like, I was like, but it does look that way, doesn't it? It's amazing.
Yeah,
it does look like he's not, doesn't fancy it. But
everybody knows that we love Sandro on this show, but you know, he hasn't done it. He's been injury prone. So, you know, I like the look of this guy from Southampton. The other one is the guy, the French winger. Is it Griezmann?
Yeah,
I think Spurs. There's big talk. This guy talked about it tonight on the radio. That I think Spurs have put a £20 million bid in. The guy has a £24.5 million release clause.
Yeah.
So he believes that Spurs will probably go in up. The presenter asked him, look, where do you think this guy will go? He only mentioned Spurs. This guy, he said, look, this guy is perfect for Spurs.
Yeah.
He said Arsenal have been looking at him, but is he going to want to go in there with already the squad that they have? You know, he believes Spurs will be the best option where he'll come into the team. He'll get playing probably most weeks and he'll go and make a name for himself. So they seem to be the next two players on the radar. The only others, if that was to happen, the only other end I think we might still strengthen in is centre-half. I still have my worries about Caboodle with fitness and Michael Dawson. Honestly, I love Michael Dawson. The pre-season friendly against Seattle, he was terrible.
Was he?
He was all over the place. And I know that he's been linked with going to Hull, and I believe it that he's actually doesn't want to leave the club, which is understandable. If we keep him, I'll still be happy. But I still do feel we need another centre half to play with for Vertonghen. I know Lovren was talked about, but I think he's going to Liverpool. So, you know, we need to get a centre half in. I was really impressed with the big guy from Aston Villa, Ron Flower. And, you know, in the World Cup, I thought he was outstanding. He's never impressed me for Aston Villa. So there could be an option, but it's going to be interesting just to see what happens there.
Yeah, and what about on the way out? I mean, if I just read to you the midfield players that we've got, you know, we've got so many, and they're all good players, you know. But who's going to go out of these? Listen to this list: Eriksen, Lamella, Chadli, Falke, Townsend, Lennon, Holtby, Paulinho, Dembele, Bentaleb, Carroll, Sandro, and Kapu. Now. If you're talking about Griezmann coming in, and you're talking about Schneiderlin coming in, you know, there's a couple more midfielders people are talking about coming in.
I think players are going to leave.
Who's going to leave?
I really do think Sandro's going to go, Steve. I really do.
So Sandro will go. I mean, would you sell? There's a question in there about. Well, we come on to questions later, but go on then. Sandro, who else?
Sandro, possibly. Possibly, maybe, I honestly think Holtby might go, or he might go out on loan again. I could, Aaron Lennon, you know, he hasn't done it now. Wouldn't be overly worried if he went, you know, if we bring in, you know, Griezmann and obviously Lamella's back, you know, so you could possibly see the likes of him. So it's a real hard one. Capoue still hasn't really impressed me, you know, so, but look, there's definitely going to be players going out the door. I think it'll be the likes of the Michael Dawsons, Danny Rose, possibly Sandro. I think they'll be sort of the three sort of main players that'll probably go. Maybe the likes of Falke and those guys will all go out and loan a game.
Yeah, hopefully, Carroll.
But I would like to see them go and loan the Premier League clubs this time.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about Townsend. Not, you know, I read tweets, you know, the last couple of days, quite nasty.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Townsend's up so-and-so's backside, so see you later, and all this. I mean, I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah,
it started last year when he I think he had three shots on goal, and lots of podcasts were saying they didn't like that. So all of a sudden they hate him because he's had too many shots.
Yeah, no, look, he's one guy I want to see there. I do think he's one for the future. And, you know, I thought when he, at the start of the season, he was fantastic for us. It was exciting. He broke into the England squad before he got injured. You know, I think the guy can only get better. And certainly he's one player I don't want to leave the club. I want to see Andros Townsend still there. Prefer to have Townsend there than Lennon.
Yeah.
Put it like that, you know, definitely. You know, Lennon's had his time, you know, time to move on. But again, if Lennon stays, he's a great, great squad player to have. You know, he can always come in and do a job.
Yeah. Let's do some questions from Twitter, and then we'll talk a bit more about a couple of things, and then we'll do some questions from the Facebook. First of all, what have we got here? So, sorry about this. Let's just find a question. This is from, scrolling through. Oh, by the way, we've got a mention from Hotspur America on the eSpurs podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, they mentioned us.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
Mentioned how good looking you were.
It was 20 years ago, Steve. You better start telling people.
Spark Spurs says...
I'm a wee bit older and heavier now.
Spark Spurs says, do you think Davis and Vorm are good acquisitions, and should we go for Boney or stick with what we've got? We talked about the other two. What about this Wilfred Boney?
Yeah, he's been linked. I personally can't see it happening. I can't see Swansea selling us three players now. You know, really can't. I like the guy, but I think there's possibly better options out there. I would still like to see the likes of Luke Kaka, maybe even Benteke. I reckon you could get Benteke for about 8 million,
yeah.
8 or 10 million now. And I do, he had his brilliant season last year. I think it just showed the guy didn't want to be there. And nobody is talking about him. I think a cheeky bid to Aston Villa, you know, 8, 10 million pound, you might be able to steal Benteke. I think he'd be brilliant for us.
Boney, Benteke, Remy, Lukaku. I can all see them in a Spurs shirt in mid-November playing against West Brom at home with 70 minutes gone, you know, 0-0, strolling around up front, going, what are you doing?
Get Adebayor on.
Oh, my goodness. Another one who people don't like. Go and watch him live. Fantastic to watch live. Right, another one here. Mitchell asks, same thing about Davis and Vorm, and what other positions would you like to... who and what other positions would you like to be to be filled, it says here. Oh, filled, I guess it is. You know, we talked about that a little bit. Where's Stitt? Should we give Soldado another season, or have we seen enough?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely another season.
I think so. Yeah, and I think him and Lamella seem to have formed a good friendship. You know what we're seeing on Twitter.
It was him and Sigurdsson last time, wasn't it? Last season we were talking about him and Sigurdsson having a little bromance.
Yeah.
This time it's him and Lamella.
Yeah. I think, you know, for Wes there, I think, you know, he definitely needs another season with us. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely needs another season. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, we can see what he's all about.
Yeah.
Would you take a season of this is 80 Spurs. Would you take a season of modest success to try out some of our youngsters, or are results more important? If I can start with that one, I'm not into all this play the youngsters business. I just want to see, I drive 2 hours to watch the match. I often have to negotiate with the missus, about what time I leave. But, get up there. I want to see the best players, and then, go from there. Youngsters, whoopie-doo. Unfortunately, youngsters these days are on about 30 grand a week. So I have no, I'm not like, oh, I'll play the youngsters, poor things. No, they're on 30 grand a week. They'll be all right. Are our results more important? On a whole, next season, it's kind of like England, isn't it? The expectations aren't that great. But come this time next season, we'll probably be talking about not having a great season again, but possibly something to build on. I don't know. In terms of modest success, we have to have a cup run. We've not had a cup run now for a couple of years, and we've got to have a cup run. Tottenham Hotspur, as I said to Steve Sedgley last week, a lot of supporting Spurs is a Sunday afternoon. Have your Sunday roast, then you watch Spurs in the FA Cup in the quarter final or the fifth round against somebody, and having a great, or going and watching us in the FA Cup. So we must do that. You agree with me, Cole, don't you?
Exactly.
League position, forget it.
Still want to be up there. Still want to be up there fighting for it, or in the top five, top six. You're right. Let's go and win a cup. Let's go.
Yeah, did you hear that when they announced the Sky football fixtures, and they had the managing director of Sky football, whatever, and he was going, oh, we've got all the big games, we've got all the brilliant games this year, we've got the top four in the first few weeks playing it all the time. All the top four, don't worry about the top four, we've got them up. Did you hear all that?
Yeah.
Were you annoyed by it? I was so annoyed.
Really annoyed, and if you even remember, the ticker tape on Sky Sports News.
Yeah.
Along the bottom, it was going, Arsenal, top four teams on six times each, live, six of their games. And I was sitting going, what's this all about? Whenever we got in the top four, that's one thing that really annoyed me. We didn't even get mentioned. They were still talking about Liverpool, even when we were in the top four.
Yeah.
Really
the
annoyed
top four
me.
All on. Yeah, so every other fan who doesn't support those top four are going, oh, brilliant. We get to watch the top. Talk about.
Is Spurs West Ham on live?
No.
Is BT Sport? I haven't seen any of their fixtures yet.
No.
I can't believe they aren't showing Spurs and West Ham.
The only thing I don't know is when the Europa games are. Because obviously they've changed the fixtures for TV, but they haven't changed the fixtures for the Europa games yet. And they're obviously going to change, but they obviously, they can't change them yet because we've still got the qualifier to do. But when we get through that, whoever we play, then all those games are going to be on a Sunday as well. So they can't change them yet because obviously it's tempting fate, blah, blah, blah. So, and I don't know when, I think that draws about 3 days before we play the first game. So, and I don't know if that's before the West Ham game as well, in which case be swapped to the Sunday. Not too sure. I'll tell you who'd tell us on that. Tottenham, Thailand, Jason McGovern.
Yeah.
So I know he sent a message about that. Can you send that again, please, Jace? Because, I'd like to know all those dates. Right, mate. We've got another question here from THFC America. Does winning the Europa League need to be a priority? Good question. What do you reckon, Cole?
I wouldn't say a priority. I would put the FA Cup and the League Cup as a priority above the Europa League.
Why?
Well, I just think, they're the home trophies. The FA Cup is the biggest cup competition in the world. It really is. And, you go to Wembley, as we've always said, that's what Spurs are famous for, going to Wembley. That's where all our songs are about. So to me, the FA Cup's priority. I even put the League Cup above it because, again, it's in our league. It's another chance, to be at home for a cup final. Europa League, yes, fantastic, but it's the Europa League as usual just annoys me because there's so many games. If we were in a group and you get through the group and no Champions League teams dropped into it and you go into a knockout straight away and it was a quicker format, yes, I would put it right up there, but it's just going to be so long again. And I know there's a Champions League place this year up for grabs. So, you know, people are going to take it slightly more serious. But I put the FA Cup and League Cup before it, Steve.
Unless your best mate supports Valencia or supports Sampdoria, who are in the Europa Cup, right? There's no bragging rights.
Yeah.
If you win the FA Cup or if you win the League Cup, you've got the bragging rights because you've won a trophy. And legitimised, by the way, by Arsenal trying to win it a couple of years ago, Chelsea winning it, totally legitimised it. Because when we won it, it was Mickey Mouse. Very next season, Arsenal went for it, really thought they won it in the final, didn't they, against Birmingham?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've won it already. Morning finalists and all that. So legitimised it. We win that. We've won a trophy. You know, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
I know they've set up this website, haven't they, about the number of years that we haven't won a trophy now, because Arsenal, you know, it was 8 years and now they've won one, and now it's, oh, when's the last time Spurs won one? Well, I'll tell you what, we win the League Cup in February. There you go, done. We've won a cup. Europa Cup, unfortunately, brilliant. It'd be lovely, you know, great. Great day out. You know, we can't go, obviously, because it'll be wherever it is. So you'll have to watch it on telly, most Spurs fans. That's the other thing about the League Cup and the FA Cup, is it's at Wembley, we get to go. Fantastic day out. Who was it that said that? THFC America. It's not a priority for me, or for Colin there, or I think a lot of people that could actually go to the game, because we can go to Wembley. And if you're, you know, like I say, living in London and you surrounded by gooners, to actually win... if you win the Europa League, you haven't really got any bragging rights, because they can simply turn around and say, well, we're not even in it. You know, they're in the Premier competition. Bragging rights, League Cup definitely, FA Cup definitely, especially if we can beat them on the way. For me, it's Europa League is still fourth. For me, it'd probably go FA Cup, then top four, then League Cup, then Europa League. Although, you know, it'd still be great to win it. Another question here from Tom Boulder, who I still need to take to a game, because he contributed to my marathon 3 years ago now, I think, and he still hasn't told me when he wants to go. Who should start on the left side of midfield, assuming Siggy is sold, and Ericsson at number 10? We talked about that, haven't we? Ericsson number 10, Lamella number 10, Holtby number 10, Soldado just behind Adebayor. We don't know. But who's playing on the left? That's the main question here. Who's on the left, Carl?
It's a difficult one. Well, obviously, if I sign the guy Griezmann, you know, from the French player, that's obviously who's going to play in there. If he doesn't come in, I still think it'll possibly be Ericsson, but you just don't know what way Pochettino... You know, the other night he played 4-2-3-1. Yeah. You know, so it mightn't be an out-and-out left winger. So, you know, there's a lot of options. There's a lot of great players there. So we've just got to wait and see what formation
Townsend, Chadley.
You know, so, yeah. You know, so many options. Push
Danny Rose up. Mark Nelson asks a similar sort of question about those signings as well. And he talks about any chance of Steve sponsoring a podcast table.
Oh, yes, at the Legends Night.
Does he know what my job is?
He does. I spoke to him about you on Friday night.
Well, I'm not supposed to... sponsoring means you have to give money, right?
Yeah, you know, but he said to me...
How much teachers earn these days?
He said to me on Friday night, he said, it would be nice if Steve, you know, was to do something, get a Hotspurs podcast table at the Legends Night, you know, because obviously he's seen me sitting on the front table, you know, because my good friend, the Spurs poet, always looks after me. And... he said, what about getting some of your loyal listeners from Northern Ireland up there? So I said, well, we'll maybe have to see if Steve can do something for us.
Well, I'm definitely going to come to the next one. Is there one lined up, or is Davey having a bit of a break?
I don't know. I think there's talks going on at the moment. So as soon as he knows anything, I'm sure he will let us know.
Fantastic. Right, well, I'll definitely go to that.
Good man.
The Hotspurs podcast sponsoring anything. Yeah. we do this all for free, and we would never ask for sponsorship for this show either. That's right, Cole, isn't it? No sponsorship for this show.
No, unless you want to give me a couple of quid.
Give him a couple of quid. Buy me a beer, that's all you have to do.
Buy me a beer, that's all. All I need is a Foster's.
That's all we need. There's a few, you and Mark Nelson going back and forth here on Twitter. I'm not going to read all that out. Dan Jones, our great friend, lovely guy, talking about, again, you being very good looking. And then we've got, who else we got? Spurs Views. No. Let's have a look. Any more questions here?
I think there's quite a few on Facebook, is there?
Yeah. So that's, yeah. Right, that's basically all the ones on Twitter there. We'll come back to the Facebook ones in a minute. Let's just go through a couple of other things. You want to talk about Graham on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I say it's my first show on. You know, I put it out there on the last show that I did with yourself about if someone wanted to come in and become an admin on the Facebook page. And thankfully it was Graham Lambert, Graham Rookie Lambert, as he is on Facebook. And I just wanted to shout out to you, Graham, because we've been texting each other. You're doing an absolutely fantastic job. Our likes have really jumped up. It's the first time in a long time, maybe 2-3 years, where we're getting loads of comments and loads of likes and, you know, really good debate on the page. And that's what we're all about. And because whenever obviously yourself and Kev and Andy Commons done the Football Fancast, I love the Facebook page, and that's how I got to know all you guys and comment over the games. And, you know, people on there, that's what it's about, because you get to know us on Facebook or listen to the show, and you come, if you're coming to a match, there's always going to be guys from the podcast that are going to be there, and it's great to go and meet people at the bars. So, look, Graham, you're doing a brilliant job. Love all the work that you're doing. And I say, any of the Arsenal fans, any abuse from them, just hit that delete button. That's what we do. We don't take any of that rubbish. And you're doing a great job, mate. And just keep up the work, and hopefully I'll maybe get to meet you at White Hart Lane this year.
Yeah, and I know he said he had a bit of banter with someone on about, you know, he made a comment, something like, you know, is that really your opinion? You sure you're a Spurs fan? And he like went exclamation mark, smiley face. So it's clearly a bit of banter. And the guy said, I know more than you and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And I don't know if that was banter back, or I just thought, all right.
You're always, look, no matter what, on our podcast or on the Facebook, you're always going to get guys who are going to have a dig. You know, just delete them. That's what I do.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not interested in any abuse, anything like that, but we don't need to talk about that. Right, okay, mate. So, let's have a look. Anthony Silva always contributes. We need two players for every position, in my opinion. Name your best 11 and cover. Do you know what? That is such a long question. Name your best 11. We'll do that next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll do that next week. Yeah. Our best, because I think there'll be a bit more movement in the transfer thing, and we'll do that next week when we know a little bit more.
Okay.
Terry Hill has said, predict at the end of season top three, bottom three, and Spurs position. Then we'll see who's the best. Ha ha. I've said, well, Terry, tell me yours. So, again, we'll reserve that one for next week.
Get your answer up, Terry, and we'll definitely go over
Over that one. Some more questions here. We've got Gemma Stubbles, our very own Gemma Stubbles. Realistically, where do you think we'll finish this year? Similar sort of question. And who else do we realistically want to sign? P.S. What do you think of the new kit? Parsonage Farm is missing you, Steve, which is nice. I'm going to a new school, by the way, in September.
All right, very good. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Just round the corner, 10 minutes walk. Oh,
happy days.
So where do you... Well, very quickly, where do you, off the top of your head, where do you think we'll finish this year?
Okay, I'm going to say we're going to finish sixth.
Same for me. Who else... should we realistically sign?
I like the sound of this left winger. I really do. I think he'd be a great, great player for us. And as I said earlier, maybe Benteke and a centre half.
Okay. What do you think of the new kit?
Said it earlier. Wasn't impressed when I seen it on Twitter. Love it when I seen it released. Think it's brilliant. Love the training stuff as well.
Do we need Bobby Moyes? Do we need another top striker? We've got Soldado, Kane and Adebayor. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, I've sort of put it out there that I would love to see someone in. I actually don't think it's as big a priority as what we thought this time last year.
I don't think there's any out there, Cole.
I There isn't other than who were matched. You know, Luke Paca is the Boney, you know, Benteke. I don't think there's anybody else out there. I would like to have maybe got Remy. Surprised that we didn't go in for him, you know, with the 8.5 million.
But there's baggage but with him.
There is, and he's injury prone.
Lukaku wasn't good in the World Cup. You know, no. Apart from Rodriguez, who's obviously gone to Real Madrid for 63 million. There isn't like a Jermaine Defoe floating around at a certain club. You know, there really isn't. We've got Soldado. We've got Adebayor, who I think is great. Harry Kane, I'm not keen on. But yeah. You know, listen. You know, if he wants to push on, if he wants to nudge Adebayor and Soldado out the way and be the number one striker, fantastic. Not got no problem with that. Don't think he will, but we'll see. But I'm happy to go with those three, just because there isn't anybody that I think, oh, we can go and get him, who I think will come in and I'll watch and go, you know, wonderful. Even though you're talking about people like Lukaku, I can see myself sitting there watching him going, move your backside. Graham Wicked Amber, who's he? Do you think Paulinho can be the box-to-box midfielder we need? He's not my first choice, but what do you think, Cole?
I was really disappointed in him again. I don't want to slag the guy off, but we all sort of said, oh, he's been resting himself with Spurs. Where do you see him when he gets to the World Cup? But, you know, because he'd be better players. Actually, Brazil were woeful, terrible team. He didn't impress me. I really don't know about him. I actually think he, I know it was said earlier about Santa, we could possibly see him maybe going as well, you know, if the right money comes in. So, I don't know. I hope so. I hope so, Graham, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah. And the last one in terms of Facebook here. By the way, if I do miss any Facebook messages out, just send a little message just to say, look, you know, idiot features, why did you miss out my one? You know, and I'll definitely put you on the next one. You know, it's not a problem.
Yeah, some of the questions could be coming in. Yeah, they're maybe coming in after we've recorded.
Yeah, let us know. Just say, listen, can you ask this again? Can you definitely do this? We had a guy, didn't we? We missed three times.
And yeah.
Finally, you remembered to remind me to do it. So Andrew Rockall, now look, he's asked me, why do we exaggerate the contribution of past players? Terms like legend get banded about willy-nilly, blah, 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 and he talks about all people that are legends. I know what he's referring to here, and he's referring to last week's show when I called Steve Sedgley a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the way it works normally. I bump into someone, or my old man bumps into someone on the golf course, and they say, or I say, listen, I do this silly old podcast, would you fancy coming on? And quite frankly, they look at me as if I've just asked, would you eat a turd sandwich? So then I have to sort of say what it is, and by this time they're walking off and going, who is this fella? So I have to really talk quickly and hopefully get it in there. And then they, you know, sort of turn around and they go, all right, you know, I'll think about it. Anyway, so we have to convince them to come on. Then I get their number, I text them, they, you know, it's really difficult. It's so difficult. So when they come on, I'm not going to say, hiya, lovely to have you on the show. You were all right, I suppose. Scored a couple of decent goals, but, you know. I don't think Andrew Rockall knows, because he does the football fan cast, doesn't he? Yeah. And although I think they have more followers on their show and they have a lot more listeners, they have no access, they've got no connections to any of these players. So they don't understand what it's like to interview, you know, a proper, you know, ex-footballer. So correct me if I'm wrong here. So, you know, they don't know, and I'd love to listen to them interview one. That would be fantastic. But so it's difficult. Anyway, we had Russell Osman on a few weeks ago. He was brilliant, talking about escape to victory and everything, Aussie Idealist. Des Walker, fantastic, one of the world's great defenders. Don't let anybody tell you any different, especially go and talk to Jurgen Klinsmann about him. He was brilliant, Spurs fan as well. And Steve Sedgley, I mean, the stories he had about Gazza. But the most important thing is, as soon as you come on the Hotspurs podcast, you automatically get legendary status. Is that
exactly
right, Cole, or what?
It is, plus as well, I'll put out there to Andrew about that. You know, we obviously Davey Elder, the Spurs poet, organises our Northern Ireland Legends Night. We had Graham Roberts and Steve Sedgley. It was our first night of our Legends Night over here. And, you know, personally to me, anybody that's played for Spurs and has played at White Hart Lane is a legend to me, no matter how good or how bad they've maybe been for Tottenham. You know, because they've done the one thing that we all want to do as Spurs fan, is to put on that shirt and run on that pitch and play for Spurs. Also as well, for Steve Sedgley, and I was at the Legends Night with him. He was outstanding with the stories, and I know we'll definitely get him on again. But, you know, he played in the 1991 FA Cup final.
The semi-final, you know, the greatest game of a Spurs game of all time.
Yeah, you know, he won an FA Cup winner's medal. You know, that's a Spurs legend to me. You know, it's like the 1984 squad, UEFA Cup, you know, they're all legends. You know, so, you know, look, we know where you're coming from, Andrew, on it, but Steve's right in what he's saying to you. You know, anybody that comes on, you know, I think he is winding up. I'm definitely going to have to see Andrew down the Bell and Hare the next time I'm over.
He's a nice lad.
He's a top man.
He bore you senseless with stats.
He's
good. He's winding me up there. But there is a point there with the legends thing and good players and all that. So we know what we say with that, but that's definitely a wind up there. And the whole legends thing is, something to talk about. You know, down the pub, not when we're doing podcasts, not when we want more people to come on the show. Paul Allen still won't do it. He won't do it.
just to round off, because I know we're limited time. While we're talking about legends, and I have to shout this out in tonight's show.
Yeah,
we obviously with Davey there had a Northern Ireland Legends Night last Friday, and we had Ozzy Ardiles and Mickey Hazard over at the Ross Park Hotel, and look, what a fantastic night, you know. Mickey Hazard, we've had him on this show twice. I've had a good chat with him. He's willing, he'll come on any time that we want him on. Absolutely brilliant, the boss. Absolutely brilliant tonight. But look, and Mickey would admit this himself, the star of the show was Ozzy Ardiles.
Yeah.
You know, we were all sort of going, and like us guys being from Northern Ireland with our funny accents, we're going, how are we going to understand this guy? But Ozzy also had about 3 or 4 bottles of wine in him. So if you can imagine, but look, Ozzy Ardiles was legendary. The stories, but just to give people a sort of an idea of the night, you know, like Crackers, who was there, who's another legend, you know, put out, you know, like said, look, Ozzy, can you tell us about, you know, the 1981 Cup final? You know, tell us about Ricky and how you felt. And Ozzy started off talking about it, but 30 seconds into this conversation, we realised that he was telling us about Escape to Victory. And he was talking about Sylvester Stallone and Michael Caine. And he told us the Escape to Victory story as if it was real life. It was as if none of us had ever seen the movie. And he went on, and Mickey was in absolute stitches. But look, that's just a small story from the night. But look, it was a fantastic night. Davey done a brilliant job as usual. But one thing I want to bring out to everybody, one of the guys in the audience asked Ozzy Ardiles about Lamella, and this is what I mentioned earlier, and Ozzy was brilliant about him, and he admitted that the guy struggled to settle in last year, really found it really, really difficult. He genuinely was injured, because I know a lot of people have had their doubts, was he injured?
Yeah.
So he told us that he genuinely was injured. He's went back to Argentina. He said he has learnt the language fantastically well. He said... He can actually speak better than Ozzy, his English. So he said his English has come on, and he has come back really to prove a point. He believes if he hits the ground running this season, he will be the best player in a Spurs shirt this year. He said this young fella is that good. He said when he was growing up in Argentina, this guy was known as the next Messi. That's all they talked about. And he said if he hits the ground running, the supporters get behind him, he will be the best player for Spurs. So here, there's another new signing for us this year. And when Ozzy Ardiles says it, you know, you've got to listen to it.
Well, I hope so. I really do hope so. A couple of more things. Obviously, when the season gets underway, we're going to do Thursday nights because a lot of the other podcasts are doing earlier in the week. They can talk about the games and what have you. And, you know, we'll, you know, me and Carl will listen to their podcasts. and then we'll do a Thursday, obviously, because that will also cover the League Cup games that we're in, and also cover the Europa games that we're in as well, and be a good preview show for the weekend games. So that'll be good. We're going to change the scoring system, Cole. I haven't told you this yet, but what we're going to do is we're going to do it monthly. So what we'll do is each month, the first Thursday of the month, we'll say, right, so say it's October, we'll say, first Thursday in October, we'll say, right, what was the score for all the players in September? And we'll do it that way. So we'll do zero if they were rubbish for the month of September, a half if they were all right, and one if they were really good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, we'll do it that way. We're going to do a youth special. I promise we'd do this. We're probably going to do it now, the way things are working out, the first international football break. So if you've got a kid between the age of sort of 11, 12 to 16, and that you think they'd like to come on the Hotspurs podcast, you know, have a word with them, and we'll get them on. So that'll be, I think, in September. If you want to do a theme tune for the show, we'd love that. Or, you know, if you're in a rock band or something. You want a rock band, Carl?
No.
He wants a teeny boppy pop five-piece boy band.
I'm more take that.
Right? So a brilliant intro would be fantastic. Yeah. Fantasy football, when are you going to get that going, Carl?
Fantasy football, I've been on holidays there. I'm going to have a look into it. I think that probably should be ready to up and run. I think anybody that was in it last year, automatically when you go back in and you log in, I think you're automatically straight back into our league. If not, I'll find out what the code is and the password. I'll get it all sorted for next week's show, and I'll put it out there. I'll put it on Facebook, and I'll put it on Twitter as well. And remember, and I'm saying it as clear as I can, no scum players.
That's red, isn't it?
That is.
Have as many Chelsea players as you like, but you're not allowed any Arsenal players.
Yes, no Arsenal players.
And that's just our little rule. It doesn't mean anything. It's just funny.
A bit of fun.
Is there anything else you wanted to say on this show?
Sorry, Steve, I've said 100 times. The reason for it is I don't want to have whoever the Podolski in my team and be sitting watching him and wanting him to score. If he scored two, I don't want him to score a third just because I'll get an extra point.
And why would you listen? And if you don't agree with us, tweet Flav on the Fighting Cock, and he'll say exactly the same thing.
Exactly
the same thing. Anything else you want to mention on this podcast, no, Cole?
I think the only other thing, I know I keep mentioning the Spurs pro Davey Elder, but did you notice on Twitter today, Under Armour have done like a competition, and they had asked if Spurs fans want to put in wording for like a poster or a banner. Yeah. And Davey has done obviously a quick saying, and you know, it's to do with the Echo of Glory. Go on to Twitter there, go on to Davey's Facebook page or Twitter at the Spurs Poet, and you'll see what he's done. It's brilliant the way he's worded it, and it's Under Armour have put it on their page, and it's got at the Spurs Poet on, and we believe, and we're keeping our fingers crossed, that Davey's poster is going to be all around White Hart Lane. And this man is getting more famous, Steve, than you. So he is. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but did he get a free shirt sent by
him? Correct. We forgot to mention that, but we'll keep that another day.
Did he get one?
I don't think so. I know you've definitely got one, and no. I think there's a pipeline for me as well.
No, I was joking. So on Saturday, right, I'm reading all these tweets. Oh, I got a free shirt. Look at this free shirt. Look at that. I thought, so I took a Photoshop of it and sent the tweet out saying, look, I've just got a free shirt from Under Armour. And like all these people were saying, where's my free shirt? We didn't get a free shirt. And if I had it done, I would have sent it off to charity, because we don't accept sponsorship or charity like that. We're good souls. Just one final thing on the whole Twitter thing. Obviously, you know, people don't want me to mention Arsenal. I will, because I talk about Arsenal, no problem. No problem about it. If you don't like me slagging off Arsenal, then don't listen to this podcast, because we do it all the time. If you do like me taking the mickey out of Arsenal and things that they're up to, carry on listening. And it's not about them as a football team, because, you know, and I'm not here to, as a Spurs fan, I'm not here to tell you how great Arsenal are. I don't know why I should need to do that, and I certainly would never do that. You know, they are where they are. They've got their stadium. They've got their players. They've won what they've won, blah, blah, blah. What amuses me is the tweets and the people that get in contact with us as a podcast. So we, you know, I contact zero Arsenal fans. Never have, never will. What I get is a message to me every so often saying things like, what do you think of that? Or what do you think of this? Or what do you think of this player for Arsenal? What do you think of that player for Arsenal? And I like to give a little wind up back. So we had one very recently, obviously. What do you think now of Ozil, Mertesacker and Podolski, who are all World Cup winners? So of course I sent back the message, well, I didn't really see the World Cup. How did Mertesacker, I heard Ozil was wonderful, scored loads of goals, but Mertesacker and Podolski, how did they play in the final? Oh, yeah, and the tweet back is, oh, that doesn't matter how they played. They're all World Cup winners and all this. And you're like, okay. And I just think to myself, why do you do that? You know, if you're, you've got a certain acclaim, just stick with that. Why do you have to sort of make it 10 times better than it actually is? You know, yes, you've got a player that won the World Cup. He played in all the games in Ozil. As far as I'm concerned, he wasn't that great, though. He certainly wasn't one of the best Germany players, but that doesn't matter, right? But to say that, you know, Podolski, who, by the way, was exactly like John Terry, and saying, oh, he's a World Cup winner, he's an FA Cup winner, and by the way, he was terrible in the FA Cup final as well, got brought off. You know, so this is the sort of banter I get going back and forth. Just one final little one. I got sent a picture, and it said banter, banter, banter on it, and there was a picture of a footballer in the middle, and it looked like Giroud. So I said, oh, is that Giroud? Is he going to play next season then? Mm-hmm. And so the guy goes, yeah, he's going to play alongside Sanchez. And I said, oh, that's funny, because I thought that Sanchez was going to play out, blah, 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 you know, back and forth. And then some other Arsenal fan came in and said, no, it wasn't Giroud, it was Jenkinson. So I said, oh, Jenkinson, oh, he's a good player, isn't he? Brilliant, he is. So the guy then goes, oh, you don't even know the difference between Giroud and Jenkinson, call yourself a football fan. And I'm like, my goodness. I said, any of you guys realise what you're doing? I have not contacted any of you and let you... You know, I call you our nearest and dearest rivals. Are we your rivals? Of course we're not your rivals. We're miles better than you. You're a load of rubbish. I even got that Wiltshire clip of, you know, when he calls the Spurs fans SH.
Yeah.
And then he says, and you know, just before he went to represent England in the World Cup, which is so classy, with a message saying, you lot of classless W word. This is a real classy play. There's that Wilshere, and it was that clip. Honestly, I'm not making this up. I have never contacted an Arsenal fan about it ever. They've only ever contacted me yet. Yeah, they're not our rivals. They don't care about us. They're so much better. Listen, three seasons? One place above us, 1 point above us, and last season, what, two places above us? You know, it defies belief. But, you know, it's all good fun. If they stuck to the facts, they'd win every time, but they don't. It's like, amazing.
That's right. Great. Great to wind them up. Great to wind them up.
Yeah.
And here, Steve, just so people know, just to finish off, because I think it's been an hour-long show tonight.
Yeah.
You're on at the Hotspurs podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, that is
so if you want to find that, Steve, and you can find me at Colin Spurs. On Twitter,
follow at Colin Spurs. On Facebook, Graham will say whether it's him making a comment. I don't say it's me making a comment, but Colin does say it. You do say that it's you, don't you? So that's how you know the three of us on there. But I mostly stick to Twitter. Good stuff. Long show. It won't normally be this long, but we've had a lot to talk about. Normally we'd do about 35, 40 minutes, so, you know, you don't have to listen to us ramble on for so long. And, you know, if you've got any other suggestions about the show, you know, feel free to let us know. We might do it, we might not.
Yeah, that's it. Let us know anyhow. But look, come on, you Spurs. It's nearly upon us, and it's time to get the smile out again and let's go for it.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, listen, I'll speak to you next week.
Cheers. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.